We're here on KSOM, and we're wrapping up the high school baseball season as we take a look at the HSTW Vikings. Trey Briggs, head coach for the Vikings, with us here on KSOM. And, Coach, I know the record disappointing in the end, a tough loss to ACGC right at the end of the season in the playoffs, 4-19 overall. Your thoughts on the team this past season?
Yeah, you know, I think the second half of the year we definitely played a lot better. You know, it didn't really translate into wins, unfortunately, but we definitely threw more strikes. We played better defense, and I think our bats got better here. Especially the last week of the year, our bats got better. So, you know, there was room for improvement, but you know, we did some good things, and now we just got to carry that into the off season and work at getting better.
Well, a lot of young players on the squad, but the great career of Aiden Akers comes to an end, and he was, a pitcher that everybody was used to seeing when they faced the Vikings. It's going to be weird not having him in a baseball uniform, I bet, next year. But what can you say about what Aiden accomplished in his years with AHSTW?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, from early on, you know, eighth grade freshman year, he got to play some varsity, and he was kind of that guy that we just could throw in there, and he could throw strikes for us and get some soft contact, and was just a guy you could always count on to throw strikes. And then, you know, junior, senior year, he turned into that guy that could strike some guys out, and he could change speeds well and keep guys off balance, and, you know, just, you know, statistically he got better as he got older. Obviously he grew a bunch, so that helped. But yeah, I mean, you know, the last game of the year against ACGC, he pitched really good. No doubt it was his best game of his career at the plate. And so that was a good way for him to end things on. And, you know, definitely going to have some young guys step up and try to fill those innings that we lose from Aiden.
You had two other seniors. Braden Finneran was a everyday starter for you. Cash Beatty played in a game or two for you. What can you say about your other seniors there?
Yeah, I think, you know, Braden Finneran played shortstop for us the second half of the year, played much better defensively, and statistically he was our best hitter. Had a lot of pop, and, you know, I think finished at like 350 something batting wise. And so, you know, we're going to miss his bat and him defensively. And so we're going to have some different guys fill in there and see how everybody develops. But, you know, he had a lot of varsity innings through the years for us. And so, you know, he's going to be missed, and we're going to have to fill in there. And then Cash Beatty, another senior that didn't really start for us, but just one of the happiest go lucky kids I've ever been around. Made everybody better, a better person just by being around him. And so, you know, I'm definitely going to miss him. Him and I had a lot of great conversations. He kept the book for me. And so him and I kind of always bickered back and forth at each other and had a good camaraderie there. So, you know, I'm definitely going to miss Cash for sure.
So what is your biggest priority with this team? Where do you need to focus in on the most to get this team ready for next year?
Well, I think one, we physically need to develop, and then mentally we got to get tougher. And I think, you know, a lot of that starts in the weight room. We've stressed it all summer long that these younger guys have got to live in the weight room. And I think, you know, our attendance in the weight room all summer long has been good, and now they got to continue to stay in there and develop. You know, I think we lack a lot of confidence, especially at the plate. And a lot of that, you know, can come around with getting stronger. And so, you know, that's a main priority. You know, as a coaching staff, we want them to be out for multiple sports. We want them to stay involved. And so we've stressed that, you know, and then actually just yesterday, we did a good community service project together. Iowa, the sign company, they made us fill sandbags for them and gave us a generous donation. And so the baseball boys want to pick out some new uniforms with that money. And I was pleased after we got done. You know, several of the boys came up and said, you know, we know we didn't play as good as we needed to and what we're capable of and what do we need to do in the off season to get better. And so, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is the kids, they have to have that want to. And I think these younger guys have that. And so now we got to tweak some things and continue to develop and get stronger in the weight room.
Well, it seems like you do have some pitching coming back. I mean, Camden Dreesen is a potential star, I believe. Certainly as a pitcher, as a freshman, he had a 1.73 ERA. Kipton Lamp was your primary reliever. He had a 2.49 ERA as an eighth grader. You expect that maybe he can evolve. I saw Sage Blotzer pitch, and while he struggled with his control at time and was inconsistent, he's got potential, no doubt, with the off-speed stuff, which could be an asset as a high school pitcher. So, you know, how do you feel about your pitching coming back? That might be an area where there's still work to be done, but it seems like that would be your strength coming back.
Yeah, I think definitely that should be our strength coming back. You know, I think with Sage and Ty for sure, you know, they have potential to be everyday starters in the rotation. We got to work on being more consistent. You know, and then statistically looking at what we got coming back next year, you know, and Camden Dreesen are kind of the top two guys. And that's a good sign from a coaching staff when you got a soon to be freshman and a soon to be sophomore going to come into the season with your most inning pitched from the year prior. So, you know, really excited about those two. They can continue to develop. You know, I think Kipton's biggest deal is he's got to get bigger. He's got to get stronger. And Camden, we got to work on better control, but those two can be really good. And, you know, we got them for multiple years here. So that's exciting.
Right. And then offensively, you know, what do you see is what you have to do to get better there?
Well, I think a lot of it is just confidence-wise. You know, we can throw to them in the cage every day and they can hit the ball hard and they can hit the ball hard off the pitching machine. We got to be able to mentally translate from the cage work to the field in a live setting. And that's why I keep preaching about confidence. You know, they're capable of hitting the ball and hitting the ball with some power. We just haven't been able to translate it into games yet. And so that's our biggest task going forward is how do we get these guys mentally tough enough and confident enough in themselves to get in the box day in and day out and just compete.
Well, hopefully that will come to pass. Again, some pieces coming back next year. Let's hope it can come together for you. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And certainly best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. I appreciate the coverage.
Trey Briggs, head coach for AHSTW Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.